Alderman Garza. Thank you, Alderman Cardenas. We'll go to Alderman Lopez and Talisaro and Thompson. Alderman Lopez.
Thank you. You know, before we started this, we're having a conversation about what's going on in our neighborhood, and it's heart-wrenching, gut-wrenching. But this is what I was trying to get at this morning, is that when downtown is in lockdown, our neighborhoods are next. And our failure to fully get ready for what's going on in the neighborhoods, we're seeing this destruction, and we're thinking that it's going to somehow end tonight. We have seen where in other cities this has gone on for days. And we need to come up with a better plan for days, at least for the next 5 days, to try and stabilize our communities. Right now, Mayor, Back of the Yards has, in Brighton Park, from Halstead almost all the way through to Kedzie, along 47th Street, has been a virtual war zone. Ashland Avenue, which borders between me and Alderman Taylor, has had 400 people and 4 lanes of traffic almost for an hour. And we can't expect our police, and I don't fault them at all, to be able to control this. But I know that we asked our faith base yesterday to stand at the front line between police and looters and rioters. And I am simply not comfortable telling my churches, those people, to be the intermediary in the middle of a riot that's citywide. We need something better. Because right now, we only have 370 whatever National Guards on standby. Half our neighborhoods are already obliterated. It's too late. We have to come up with a better plan, because once they're done looting and rioting and whatever's going to happen tonight, God help us, what happens when they start going after residents, going into the neighborhoods? Once they start trying to break down people's doors so they think they got something, or, you know, we know that people are here to antagonize and incite, and you've got them all pumped tonight, today, they're not going to go to bed at 8 o'clock. They're going to turn their focus in the neighborhood. I've got gangbangers with AK-47s walking around right now, just waiting to settle some scores. What are we going to do, and what do we tell our residents other than good faith people stand up? It's not going to be enough.
Thank you, Alderman. Next question.
Well, no, I want an answer. You commented on everybody. I want an answer. It's not something you ignore. This is a question that I have.
I think you're 100% full of shit, is what I think. If you think
well,
we
no
were
offense, ready, well, fuck you then. Hold on. Who are you to tell me I'm full of shit?
And if you think we were not ready and we stood by and let the neighborhood go up, there's nothing intelligent that I can say to you.
Well, maybe you should come out and see what's going on.
The stupidest thing I have ever heard. I understand you want to preen. I understand that you think that you...
Mayor, you need to check your fucking attitude. That's what you need to do. Right now? No. You need to check your attitude. Wait a minute. I'm being disrespectful. She just told me I'm full of shit.
You cannot tell me I'm full of shit.
Come on,
man.
Everybody, come on. Let's calm down.
Come on now. Let's calm down.
Wait a minute. My neighborhood.
Thank you. Right now, we need solutions.
Let's step up,
right?
Yeah.
All hands on deck right now.
Okay, we move on, but we recognize certainly the devastation in your neighborhood, and it is not being taken lightly at all.
Apparently not.
Alderman Talley-Farrell.
My question is, I'm sorry, Sam, I should have lowered my hand. My question has been answered. I wanted to know what were the resources, outside resources, that we have currently deployed outside of the Chicago Police Department